Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We are now Be'ezes Hashem up to the Gemara Daf Kof Nun Aleph. Our Gemara brings down the following Maisa. Ime Dron Rachama Buurta Kasavtinu Nechasa Rami Rachama Betzafra Kasavtinu Rav Ukva Rachama Asa Rami Rachama Kamedu Rav Sheishes Ukmi Benichse Also of Akhbar Bachama, Kamedra of Nachman, Ukmi Benechse. Also of Sheshes Kamedra of Nachman, Omri Maitaimo, Ukmi Marwa of Ukfar Bachama. Imishum de Hodraba, Vahashiva. Omerle Hachi Omer Shmuel Koshi Iwu Omad Chizer, Chizer Bematon Osai. On this of Sheshes says, Amor Domer Shmuel Atzmai, La Acher Mi Omer. Omri Befeirish Omer Shmuel, Bain La Atzmai, Bain La Acher. Now, okay, one has to understand Pshat in this Rav Sheshes differentiates between La'atzmai and La'acher. And Rav Sheshes understands that the member of Shmuel, this at Shmuel, says, Kol she'ilu, Amad chayzer, chayzer b'matanasai, only applies to a case that he is chayzer and he wants to keep the nechasim for himself, but he cannot go and give the nechasim away to someone else. So, okay, to explain Pshat in Rav Sheshes, L'chei Rav Sheshes understands this, that there is a lach of kol she'ilu omad chayzer chayzer b'matanasai, is because that was the umdana. When a person gives a matnash chemira, and a person gives away all his nechasim, there is an umdana that he is only giving away all his nechasim, al atzad, that if he wants to be chayzer, he should be able to be chayzer. And the lach of Shmuel of kol she'ilu omad chayzer chayzer b'matanasai is based on this, that there is an umdana, and therefore Sheshes understands that the umdana only applies to a case that he wants to be chayzer and keep the nechasim for himself, and not to a case that he wants to give away his nechasim to someone else. Only as far as keeping the nechasim for himself is there an umdana. And for that reason, Shmuel says, Eimor da'omer Shmuel la'atzmi la'acher mi'omer. That is a chayr pshat in the shita of Rav Sheshes. And for that reason, so too Rav Sheshes understood that before the member of Shmuel, one cannot even be chayzer la'atzmai. Since without an umdana, there is no reason that one should be able to be chayzer. And in the member of Shmuel was neschadish that there is an umdana. But again, that an umdana will only apply to atzmai and not to acher. Now, okay, one has to understand pshat in Rav Sheshes. What is pshat in this Rav Sheshes understands? That's halacha of Shmuel. Of course, he will omad chayzer, chayzer b'matanase, and this, that one has the ability to be chayzer from his manash chemira is dependent upon umdana. Why don't we say that the reason why one has the ability to be chayzer from his manash chemira is because manash chemira is only chalachar misa. And since the entire chalais matan is only chalachar misa for that reason before misa, he should be able to be chayzer. Just like any hakno achar lamed, that before Shloshim Yom comes, he has the ability to be chayzer. So to explain pshat in the sheet of Rav Sheshes, okay, one can explain pshat in the sheet of Rav Sheshes based on this that we find in Tosfos and Gittin and Daf Yud Aleph based on the Rosh. That Tosfos and Gittin and the Rosh say the following chiddush. In the Gemara and Gittin we find that the Gemara says the following halacha. If someone says, Hilech mono apleini, even if we are to say that Hilech is not considered Kizchi, and the fact that he said Hilech, still the Makabo is not Zeicha right away, but rather he is only Zeicha. When the money reaches his hands, but still, by Yishchimia, Fishchimia says Hilech Mono Aplaini, Umeis HaMakabo B'chayinaisin Zochu Yorshav B'matna Shchimia. Tosfos and the Rosh both explain that the reason why we will say that even though Hilech is Lav Kizchi, but still by Yishchimia, if the Makabo was Meis B'chayi Nesin and the Shchimia said Hilech, the Yorishim are Zeicha, is because the Vishchimia are considered Kiksuvin U'Kimisurin Mishah Samirasai. And therefore, the Yorishim and Makabo are Zeicha. That is how Tosfos and the Rosh explain Pshat in the Gemara and Gittin. In the Ran and the Beis Yosef, we find that the Ran and the Beis Yosef ask the following to me on the sheet of Tosfos and the Rosh. How can Tosfos and the Rosh say that by matnash chemira, it is considered kiksuvin u kemesurim mishas amirasei, and for that reason the yorshe hamakabo are zeicha, v'chir matnash chemira is only chal la'achar misa, and since it is only chal la'achar misa, for that reason if the makabo was mace, before Misa, how can the Yerusha Mekabel be Zeiche? The Mekabel himself was not Zeiche, since he was maced before the Misa of the Nesen, and he was maced before the Misa of the Shchemera. So to explain Pshat in the Shita of Tesis and the Rosh, we find a number of Mahalchim in the Achreinim. In the Ktseis and Simon Reish Nuns of Katan Aleph, we find that the Ktseis explains Pshat and the Shita of Tesis and the Rosh, that Tesis and the Rosh both understand. Tamatona Shchemira is Chalach HaMisal Mafreya. And since it is Chalach HaMisal Mafreya, for that reason the Yerusha Makabal are Zeicha. Since it is considered as if the Makabal himself was Zeicha, since Matona of Mana Shchemira is Chalach Mafreya. That is how the Ktseis explains Pshat in Tesis and the Rosh and Gitzin. In the Ktseis and Simon Kuf Chafes of Katanei, we find another Mahalch as far as how to explain Pshat in the Shita of Tesis and the Rosh. The Ktseis explains that even though the Chalei Sechia is Chala Chemisa, but with Mana Shchemira he accomplished Mechayim that the Mekabel should be considered his Yerush. And he is considered his Yerush Mechayim. Just the Yerusha will only take place till Achar Misa Sayerush. But the fact that he is considered a Yerush happens from the time of Divrei Shchemira. And for that reason, the Ktseis goes on to explain this, that Tosfos and the Rosh both say that the Yerusha and Mekabel are Zeicha, even though the Mekabel was Meis Bechaye HaNesin, is like any other Yerusha Bekever. And the Mekabel who was Meis his Yerush Bekever to be Meirish to his Yerushim. And for that reason, the Yerusha and Mekabel are Zeicha. That is the second Mahalach that we find in the Ktseis as far as how to explain Pshat in the Shita of Tesis and the Rosh. The third Mahalach is the Mahalach of the Nesivis in Simon Reish Nuns of Katan Aleph brings down from the Maarit in Cheshul Mishpat Chiluk Beis Simon Ayin Dalet. The Maarit explains that Tesis and the Rosh do not mean that by Mana Shchemira the Mekabel was Zeichel Mafreya, and therefore the Yerusha Mekabel are being Yerush HaChefetz that belong to the Mekabel, but rather by every Mana Shchemira there is a Shibud Chal Mechayim. And from the time of Mana Shchemira, the Mekabel is Zeicha, is Chos, and a Shibud in the Nechosim, that the Nechosim should be his La'achar Misas HaNesin. And for that reason, even if the Mekabel is Meis B'chai HaNesin, but still the Yerush HaMekabel are Zeicha, since the Yerush HaMekabel are Yerush is Chos, that the Mekabel had Mechayim. Based on these three Mahalchim, Meshitas, Hatesis, and Gittin, one can explain Pshat and the Shita of Sheshis as follows. This Rav Sheshis understands that the Halacha of Chazar is dependent upon this, that there is an Umdana. And we do not say that he is able to be Chazar since Matana's first Chal Acher Misa. It's because Rav Sheshis understands that there is something which is taking place Mechayim. Either it is Chal Mafreya Mechayim, or he is considered Yerush Mechayim, or there is a Shibud Chal Mechayim. And therefore, if not for the fact that there is an Umdana, one would not be able to be Chazar. And since this, one is able to be Chazar is only based on the fact that there is an Umdana, for that reason of Sheshes understands that the Halacha of Chazara is only if he is Chazar and he wants to keep the Nechasim for himself and not if he wants to give the Nechasim to someone else. That is a Chayah one can explain Pshat in the Shita of Sheshes, who understands that the Halacha of Chazar is dependent upon this, that there is an Umdana. Another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in Sheshes is by saying, as he mentioned before in our Shir and Daf Kuf Mem Vav B'Shem L'Achreinim, that even if we are to understand that the Mana Shchemira is Chal Acher Misa and nothing is Chal Mechayim, but still one has a complete Ma'isa Kini Mechayim, and this that we say the Rishchemira K'Ksuvin K'Mesurim means that one has a complete Ma'isa Kini Mechayim, and therefore just like we find in the Rashi Ben Kiddushin on the Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, that the Rashi says that according to Rameir, who holds Adam Makne Dover Shaloi Bala Ilam, if someone would say Me'achshav, he would not be able to be Chazer. And even though the Chalois Kinyan is first being Chal once the Chayfetz is Bala Ilam, but still, since he said Me'achshav, he cannot be Chazer. The Achreinim explained Pshat in the Rashba this that the Rashba says, that even though the Chalois is only Chal Acher Lamed, but still one cannot be Chazer, is because since he said Me'achshav, for that reason one has a complete Ma'isa Kinyan. And since one has a complete Ma'isa Kinyan, that itself is a reason that one is not able to be Chazer. This, that one can be Chazer, From a regular haknala chalam, it is because the ma'aseh kinyan was not yet nigmar. One does not yet have a complete ma'aseh kinyan till achalamid. But if one would have a complete ma'aseh kinyan, one cannot be chizer, even if the chalais is first chal at a later date. And for that reason, the achrenim explain that by matna shchimra, based on this, that we say divrei shchimra keksuvin u kemisurin damya, one has a complete ma'aseh kinyan mechayim. And based on that, one has a complete ma'aseh kinyan mechayim, one should not be able to be chizer. And for that reason, Rav Sheshes understands this, one is able to be chizer is only because there is an umdina. And for that reason, Rav Sheshes understands that the umdina only applies to a case that he wants to keep the nechassim for himself, and not to a case that he wants to give the nechassim away to someone else. Now, here one has to understand this that we find. The Rav Nachman says, B'shem Rav Sheshes, B'feirish Omer Shmuel, Bein La'atzmei, Bein La'acher. And one has the ability even to give away the nechassim to someone else. Do we understand Pshat and Shmuel? This, as Shmuel says, the one is able to be chazer and give his nechassim away to someone else. Is it also based on this that there is an umdina? Just Shmuel understands that the umdina applies to giving away one's nechassim to someone else as well. And the machlekes between Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman is a machlekes as far as the umdina. Is there an umdina la'acher or not? Or do we understand that the machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, and this Rav Nachman says b'shem Shmuel b'feirish b'shmuel bein la'atzmei bein la'acher, and Shmuel understands one is even able to be chazer and give away his nechassim to someone else, is because Shmuel understands that the halacha of chazar, this that one has the ability to be chazer, is not because of umdina, but rather this that one has the ability to be chazer is because matana is first chal acher misa. And since the matana is first chal acher misa, that itself, that the matana is first chal acher misa, is a reason one is able to be chazer. And Shmuel understands that mechayim nothing is chal, and so to mechayim one does not even have a complete ma'isa kinyan, and for that reason the halacha of chazara has nothing to do with umdina. And therefore the halacha of chazara applies across the board, bein la'atzmai, bein la'acher. In the Muki Yosef we find that the Muki Yosef says the following chiddush. The Muki Yosef explains this, that we say, kol shiwa omar chazer chazer b'matanase is lav kloa kayel. As the Muki Yosef goes on to explain that there is a case that even though we will say, Yilu Omar Chazer, we cannot be Chazer b'matanasai. For example, if Hishchimra made a kinyan, and he said, Me'achshav. In such a case, even though the halacha will be, that we will say, Im Omar Chazer, but still he cannot be Chazer b'matanasai. Now this, that one cannot be Chazer b'matanasai, according to Muki Yosef, if he made a kinyan and he said me'achshav, as he mentioned before in our Shir and Daf Kof Mevav, we find two mahalchim in the Achrenim. Reb Chaim Eizer and the Stipler explain this, that one cannot be chazer b'matanase in a case that the Shchemer made a kinyan and he said me'achshav, is because then the Aknah is taking place me'chayim. And since the Aknah is taking place me'chayim, for that reason he cannot be chazer b'matanase. This that we say, that even in such a case, halach is ilu omar chazer, is based on this, that there is an umdina. And therefore it is considered as if he was masna, that he only wants to give away all his nechassim al atzad sheyomos. And for that reason, the halach is ilu omar chazer, but he cannot be chazer b'matanasei. That is the first mahalach that we find in the Achrenim as far as how to explain the halacha of the Muki Yosef. The second mahalach, as far as how to explain Pshat in the Muki Yosef, is as we mentioned before, B'Shem Reb Shlema. The Reb Shlema explains Pshat in the Muki Yosef that even if one made a kinyan and one said me'achshav, but still the chalais is only chal acher misa, this that one cannot be chazer is because then one has a complete ma'isa kinyan mechayim. By a regular matna shchemira, one does not have a complete ma'isa kinyan mechayim. On the other hand, if one made a kinyan and one said me'achshav, then one has a complete ma'isa kinyan mechayim. And therefore we will apply the halacha that we mentioned before, b'shem the Rashba, that if one makes a haknah by a davar shaloi b'loilom, according to a mayor holds all the makna davar shaloi b'loilom, and he said me'achshav, then even though the chalais is only chal, once the chayfet is b'loilom, but still, since one has a complete ma'isa kinyan, one cannot be chazer. And so too, in a case of matna shchemira, even though what is taking place is a matna shchemira, but still, if there was a kinyan me'achshav, then one has a complete ma'isa kinyan mechayim, and for that reason one cannot be chazer. And even though we will say, ilu amar chazer, but still one cannot be chazer b'matanasai. That is the second mahalach that we find in the Achronim as far as how to explain Pshat in the Nimuki Yosef. From the Nimuki Yosef, one clearly sees that the Nimuki Yosef understands Halacha Chozer B'Matanase. Based on this, that the Chalois is first Chalach HaMisa, and so too, the Maisa HaKnah is not considered a complete Maisa HaKnah till Achar Misa. And for that reason, Halacha Chozer B'Matanase will not apply to a case that the Shchemira made a kinyan and said, Me'achshav. Either because then the Chalois kinyan is Chal Mechayim, or because then one has a complete Maisa kinyan Mechayim. But if we are to understand Pshat in this, that Shmuel says, Chozer B'Matanase, and as Rav Nachman explains, the Feirush of Shmuel Beinu Atzmei Beinu Acher, to be based on this, that there is an umdana, then just like the umdana of Yehu Amar Chayzer applies across the board, even to a case that there was a kinyan he said me'achshav, so too the umdana of Chayzer b'matanase should apply to such a case as well. In the Rashba and Chuvas on the other hand, Nechel Gimel Samen Kuf Chav Beis, we find that the Rashba explains that Shmuel's klal is a klal b'chol oifen, and there are no exceptions to the klal of Shmuel. And wherever we will say Ilu Amar Chozer, we will say Chozer B'Matanasai. L'chaya, one can explain Pshat and Machlokes between the Rashba and the Nimuki Yosef with one of two Mahalchim. Either one can explain Pshat and the Rashba as we find by Rabbi Chaim Leizer, that the Rashba holds like the Shita of the Rambam in Parches Melchus Chi Alachi Ad Ches, that by a case that Ishchimra made a Kenyan and said Me'achshav, we will not say Ilu Amar Chozer, but rather the Alach will be that Omad Eino Yachal Achzer, and for that reason there are no exceptions to Klal of Shmuel. Since in such a case we will say Iwu Omad Eino Yachal Achzer, and so too he cannot be Chozer B'Matanasei. That is one mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in the Shita of the Rashba. Another mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in the Shita of the Rashba is by saying that by such a case we will say Kol Shiwa Omar Chayzer, and so too in such a case he will be able to be Chayzer B'Matanasai. And even though he made a kinyan and said Me'achshav, but still he will be able to be Chayzer B'Matanasai. Since this one is able to be Chayzer B'Matanasai is not because the Chalois is only Chalach HaMisa, but rather this one is able to be Chayzer B'Matanasai is based on this, that one has an Umdana. And therefore, just like the Umdana of Ilu Amar Chayzer applies to a case that the Shchemira made a kinyan and said me'achshav, so to the umdana of Chozer B'Matanasei applies to such a case as well. That is another mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in the Shita of the Rashba. Now if we are to understand that halacha of Shmuel of Chozer afilu l'achar is dependent upon umdana, one has to understand by Mepligi of Sheshes in Shmuel what is Pshat of Sheshes understands, that the umdana only applies to Atzmai. And this, the Rav Nachman Shem Shmuel understands that the umdana applies across the board, even l'acher. So here to explain Pshat v'machlokes between Rav Sheshes and Shmuel, according to this mahalach, one can say as follows, that the machlokes is a fundamental machlokes as far as how to understand the halach of Chozer B'Matanasei. Do we understand the halach of Chozer B'Matanasei based on umdana? Because it is considered as if he was masna, and there is a t'nai that the matana should only be considered a matana if he does not want to be chayzer, and if he wants to be chayzer, the matana should not be considered a matana. Or do we understand that because of the umdana we say that there is a shir taking place and he is mishayer for himself as chos chazara? If we are to understand that there is a tanai taking place, for the reason of Sheshes understands that the halacha of chayzer matanasi only applies to atzmei and not to acher, since as far as the Acher there is no Umdana. This, the Rav Nachman Shem Shmuel argues, and Rav Nachman Shem Shmuel says Beferish Amr Shmuel Beinu Atzmei Beinu Acher, and one can even be Chayzer LaAcher, is because Shmuel understands that the Umdana is not a Tanai, but rather the Umdana is this, that he means he Meshayer for himself as Chos Chazara. And since, based on the Umdana, he was Meshayer for himself as Chos Chazara, now that he has his chos chazara, he has the right to be chayzer and give his nechasim even to an acher. That is a chayra, how one can explain pshat in the machlekes between Rav Nachman Shem Shmuel and Rav Sheshes according to this mahalach. So again, we have two mahalachim as far as how to explain pshat in the halach of Shmuel chayzer afil acher. Either one can explain pshat in Shmuel based on this, that the matana is first chal acher misa, and since the matana is first chal acher misa, For that reason, he has the right to be chayzer b'matanasei. And for that reason, he can be chayzer afilu l'acher. Or do we understand pshat and halacha of chayzer b'matanasei based on this, that there is an umdana? And since there is an umdana, for that reason, he has a right to be chayzer b'matanasei. Now, if we are to understand pshat and halacha of Shmuel, that halacha of Shmuel is dependent upon this, that the matanah is for his chalach and misa, then ulchayr pshat in the memory of Shmuel is as follows. That halacha of chayzer b'matanasei is based on this, that we find that there is halacha of ilu amar chayzer. From this, that one sees that there is halacha of ilu amar chayzer. From there, one sees that the matana is first chalach hamisa. And for that reason, so too we will say that he has a right to be chayzer b'matanasei. On the other hand, if we are to understand that halacha of Shmuel is dependent upon umdana, then ulchayr pshat in the kval of Shmuel is as follows. Just like we say, Ilu Amar Chayzer, based on this that there is an umdana, so to the halacha be Chayzer b'matanasei, based on this that there is an umdana. In the Rashbam, on the other end of Chayil, one sees another mahalach as far as how to explain the kwal of Shmuel and how to explain pshat and the machlekes between Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman. The Rashbam explains Kol Shilu Amar Chayzer v'zois ha'isha me'achar shem umda ha'isa chayzeres. In other words, Rashbam explains the rule of Kol Shilu Amar Chayzer Chayzer b'matanasei. That Shmuel does not just mean to say that wherever one has the halacha of Ilu Amar Chayzer, so too we will say Chayzer b'matanasei. And so too Shmuel does not mean to say that just like there is a halacha of Amar Chayzer, so too there is a halacha of Chayzer b'matanasei, but rather Shmuel means to say that the reason why one can be chayzer b'matanasei is because of ilu amar chayzer. As Rashbam says, me'achar shem amda ha'isa chayzeres ha'ilu chazarosa min harishayin. In other words, halacha chayzer b'matanasei is based on this, that ilu amar chayzer. So again, the Rashbam does not explain that halacha chayzer b'matanasei is based on this, that there is an umdana. And so too the Rashbam does not explain that the halacha of chayzer b'matanasei is dependent upon this, that the entire matana is first chal achar misa, but rather the Rashbam explains that since there is halacha of ilu amar chayzer, for that reason there is a shir in the matana shchemira, and based on this, that there is a shir in the matana shchemira, for that reason one has the ability to be chayzer b'matanasei. In other words, the ability to be chayzer b'matanasei is because the matana is not yet complete, since there is halacha of ilu amar chayzer. Since there is halacha of ilu amar chayzer, for that reason the matana was not yet completed, and for that reason one has the ability to be chayzer b'matanasei. That is how the Rashbam explains pshat in the kval of Shmuel. From the Rashbam one sees, as he mentioned before in our shir on daf kuf mem vav, that halacha of ilu amar chayzer is not because matana is first chalach hamisa, and so too it is not because one has a tnai, but rather we say that there is a shir in the matana, and for that reason the matana is not yet complete till shas misa. The Rashbam goes on to say, this Rav Sheshe says, Eimer damer Shmuel la'atzmai, aval la'achar loy, is because in a case, the chazir bar mirisha menosan la'achar shema lav chazora gemurahi. In other words, this, the Rav Sheshes differentiates between a chazor la'atzmai and a chazor la'acher, is because by a chazor la'acher, it is not considered a complete chazora. In order to be chazor, one has to be chazor from the entire matnash chimera. If one is just transferring over the matnash chimera to someone else, one does not have a chazora from the matnash chimera, and such a chazora will not work. In other words, even though there is a shir in the matnash chimera, and for that reason one has the ability to be chazor, but one only has the ability to be chayzer from the matnash chimera. One does not have the ability to transfer the matnash chimera to someone else. And for that reason, only la'atzmai will one have the ability to be chayzer. That is how the Rashbam explains pshat in Rav Sheshes. According to the Rashbam, this, the Rav Nachman b'shem Shmuel argues. And the Rav Nachman b'shem Shmuel says that one has the ability to be chayzer and even give the matnash chimera to someone else is l'chayr because Shmuel understands that even by giving the matnash chimera to someone else, one has a chazara. And therefore, based on the shir of Ilu Amad Chazer, for that reason one has the ability to give the Matan HaShchemira to someone else. That is the Mahalach of the Rashbam in our sugya. Now, let us go on to the next Gemara. Our Gemara brings down the following Maisa, Ime Javamim Chasida Havalam Luga de Story, Kika Shachva Omer Lahave La Amram Bri, Oswahu Kamedram Nachman Omer Leva Hole Moshach, Omer Luhu de Vishchimia Keksuven U Kimisurin Domo. Now, okay, one has to understand what is Pshat in this. Our Gemara says Omer Leva Hole Moshach. How do they understand every Shchimia who has the ability to give a matana even without a Kenyan? So here one can explain pshat in this argument. It says Amru Leva Holy Mashach with a number of Mahalchim. In the Rashbam we find that the Rashbam explains the case of Ime Rav Amram Chasida with one of two Mahalchim. The first Mahalch of the Rashbam is this, that the case of the Ime of Rav Amram Chasida was a Matna Shchimira B'Miktas. And as the Rashbam explains, Kegoin Shekonu Miyada, a Matna Shchimira B'Miktas needs a Kinyan, as we find in the Gemara on Amar Beis. The Rashbam goes on to explain Pshat in our Gemara with a different Malach. And the Rashbam says, Inami boy kinyan, ukegoin dloi shaira midi. And it was a matna shchimra bekula. In other words, Rashbam has two Mahalchim. If the case of Ime Rav Amram Chasida was a case of a matna shchimra bemiktas, or the case of Ime Rav Amram Chasida was a case of a matna shchimra bekula. Now, if we are to understand that the case of Ime Rav Amram Chasida was a case of Matna Shchimira B'Miktas, then one can explain the Shakra V'Tai of our Gemara as follows. This how we find in our Gemara that our Gemara says, Amru Leva Holy Moshach. Our Gemara means to say that since we're referring to Matna Shchimira B'Miktas, a Matna Shchimira B'Miktas needs a Kenyan, and therefore one needs a Meshicha. On this, Rav Nachman told them, "Devei shchimya keksuvin u kemesurin dami." And Rav Nachman was mechadesh that even by a matna shchimya b'miktas, one has devei shchimya keksuvin u kemesurin damu. And even though a matna shchimya b'miktas needs a kinyan, but this that one needs a kinyan is only to mechazek the dibur of the devei shchimya. But once one has a kinyan, then we are back to the halacha devei shchimya keksuvin u kemesurin damu. And so it's what we find in Rashi and Gittin, as we mentioned before in our shir on Daf Kof Mem Zayin. According to the first Mahalach of the Rashbam, the Shakra V'Taya of our Gemara is a Shakra V'Taya. If a Manna Shchimra B'Miktas, if one has Divrei Shchimra Keksuvin U Kemesurin Damu. Based on the first Mahalach of the Rashbam, one can say this that our Gemara did not explain, that the reason why Manna Shchimra works by Meluga Dishtori is because Matna Shchimya Kirusha Shavir Rabbanon, as we find before in the Gemara. On Daf Kof Mem Ches Haman Alchem, for that reason the Gemara explains that if someone says Tnu Havasi or Plaini Havasi or Plaini, since Matna Shchimya Kirusha Shavir Rabbanon, is because this that we say Matna Shchimya Kirusha Shavir Rabbanon is only by Matna Shchimya Bekula. By Matna Shchimya Bemiktas, we will not say Matna Shchimya Kirusha Shavir Rabbanon, but rather there is akna taking place mechayim, but even by manna shchimya b'miktas one has the v'shchimya keksuven u'kemesurin, as long as one made a kinyan. That is how one can explain pshat in the shakra v'tayr v'agamor according to the first mahalach of the Rashbam. According to the second mahalach of the Rashbam, the Agamor is referring to manna shchimya b'kula, then one has to explain pshat in the shakra v'tayr v'agamor with a different mahalach. So to explain pshat in the shakra v'tayr of our Gemara, according to the second mahalach of the Rashbam, one can explain as follows. This, that our Gemara says, Amru loy v'holei moshach, our Gemara means to say, as we find, that the Rashba brings down from the Yerushalmi in Ksuvas and Perakid Aleph, halacha Aleph, that the Yerushalmi says as follows, Rabbi Yisi, ben chalafta evil uvda kumi Rabbi Yisi, shchimya shomer oisyo yisai l'pleini. Does such a manna shchimya work or not? Amru loy, in Shchimya Mezaka b'dvorim el b'dvorim she'niknin oy b'shtar oy b'chazaka, but not things any both k'siva u'mesira. Based on the Yerushalmi, one can explain pshat in the Amrule as follows. Even the Amrule understood, Matna Shchimya works without a kinyan, but that is only as far as things that do not need two kinyanim. But as far as shtaris, that in order to makna shtaris one needs ksiva u'mesira, Matna Shchimya will not be b'mokim ksiva u'mesira. On this, from Nachman says, Omer Wahu Divishima Kiksuvin U Kimisurin Damu, which Yaraman and other Yushinim explained to mean. Kuloi Mar Hareo Kil Master Way Sashtarva Kosvoi Star Mesira Oavikneslo Viksiva U Mesira. In other words, this that we say Divishima Kiksuvin U Kimisurim means that the Vishchimra has the Milo of both Ksivo Mesira together. And therefore, even as far as selling Shtaris, that one needs Ksivo Mesira, the Vishchimra can be considered like Ksivo U Mesira. That is one Mahalach with which one can explain Shat and our Gemara, based on this that we find in the Yerushalmi. Another Mahalach with which one can explain Shat and our Gemara is as follows. That even if we are to explain, this our Gemara says, the Vishchimra Kiksuvin U Kimisurin, that our Gemara does not mean to say that the Vishchimra is considered both like Ksivo and Mesira together, and therefore it work by Shtaris, but rather we explain that our Gemara means to say the Vishchimra Kiksuvin, Oy Kimisurin, which is a second Pshat of the Adarman, so to we find in the Tesis Yontif. But still, our Gemara is coming to say that based on this, that the Vishchimra Kiksuvin and Kimisurin, for that reason, one has the ability to Makna Mu'uga the Shtari. And one can explain based on this, how we mentioned before in our Shir and Daf Ayin Zayin, that the way Mesir works is different than other Kinyonim. By Mesir, what is taking place is this, that one is transferring one's bailus to the Kaina. By a regular Kinyon, the Kinyon is taking place in the object, and one is selling the object to the Kaina. On the other hand, by Mesir, he is transferring his bailus to the Kaina. And in order to have a Mechir Shtaris, one needs a Mesir. Only a Mesir will work, and a Meshicha by itself will not work. And therefore, Nachman was mechadish, that the Vishchimra keksuvin u kemesurin, that the Vishchimra is not just a ma'isa kinyan on an object, but rather with the Vishchimra one has the ability to transfer one's bailus. And for that reason, the Vishchimra keksuvin u kemesurin will work on a meluga d'shtari. That is another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the Shacharitarya of our Gemara. Now let us go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara brings down the following halacha. Itmar man na shchimra b'miktsas. Amur rabbanu kamei d'rav m'shmei d'mar zutra b'rei d'rav nachman d'omar m'shmei d'rav nachman harei k'mat nasbari v'harei k'man na shchimra. Harei k'man nasbari shem omar einoi chayzer v'harei k'man na shchimra d'loi boi kinyin. Now to explain pshat in this side of our Gemara, the man na shchimra b'miktsas is loi boi kinyin, we find that the Rashba explains as follows. The Rashba explains, Kasavra da fuel ba choshu shema titreif daite olav. Vita kona shchimira, sha osu dvorv keksuven a kemisurin afa meshadaite litain, bematnas poritiknu kadeshoi titreif daite olav. In other words, even though what is taking place is a matnas pori, but still we will say, doi boi kinyin, based on this, shoi titreif daite olav. And based on Chaititreif Daitiol, for that reason one has the Vishchimra Keksuvin U Kemisurundami, even by a Matnas Bari. This is how the Rashba explains Pshat in this side of our Gemara. As he mentioned before in our Shir and Daf Kuf Nun, Bukhir from the Rashbam one sees another Mahalach as far as how to explain this side of our Gemara. And the Rashbam explains that what is taking place is a regular Matnas Chimra, and for that reason the Allah is Loi Boi Kenyan. This that we say, Im Amad Einu Chizer, is because based on this that he was Meshayer, from this that he was Meshayer, one sees that he does not want to have the ability of being Chizer. Since, as he mentioned before, Rashbam understands that Loch of Im Amad Chizer is based on this that he was Meshayer for himself and based on the Shir, for that reason he has the ability to be Chizer. By Shir B'miktsas, one sees that he does not want to be Meshayer. And since he does not want to be Meshayer for that reason, even though what is taking place is a regular Matnas Shchimra, but still the Halach is Ma'amad Einei Chayzer. Had he wanted to be Meshayer for himself, the ability to be Chayzer, he would not have been Meshayer Miktsas Nechasav. And therefore from this he was Meshayer Miktsas Nechasav, from there one sees that he does not want to be Meshayer in the Matana to enable him to be Chayzer, and for that reason the Halach is Ma'amad Einei Chayzer. That is how the Rashbam explains Pshat in our Gemara. Our Gemara goes on to say, Omer Wuhu Rava, Lavamino Chui Titu Buki Srikeeper of Nachman, Hachi Omer of Nachman, Harei Kamatanas Boryu Boya Kenyan. According to the Mahalach of the Rashba, who explains the Tzad of our Gemara, the Manash Chimra B'miktsas is Loi Boya Kenyan. is because we say that in order shloiti tarf daita, for that reason one has a takana of devei shchemira, even by a matnas shchemira b'miktas, even though what is taking place is a matnas bari. Rava is coming to argue, and as Ritva explains, this Rava argues is because Rava understands that halacha matnas shchemira loy boy kinyan is because we say matnas shchemira kirusha shaviyur rabbanon. And therefore, only by regular matnas shchemira will we say kirusha shaviyur rabbanon. By matnas bari, we will not say kirusha shaviyur rabbanon. And since this loy boy kinyan is based on this, that we say kirusha shaviyur rabbanon, for that reason, by matnas shchemira b'miktas, which is not considered like a Yerusha, for that reason, matnas shchemira b'miktas is boy kinyan. That is according to the Mahalach of the Rashba. According to the Mahalach of the Rashbam, who explains that side of our Gemara, the matnas shchemira b'miktas loy boy kinyan. Because we say that a regular matnas shchemira is taking place. And this that we say, ma'amad in chazer, is because from this that he was a Mashiach one sees that he does not want to be chazer. Rava argues, and Rava says that a matnas shchemira b'miktas is boy kinyan. Now this, that according to Rava, matnas shchemira b'miktas is boy kinyan, is okay because Rava understands that a matnas shchemira b'miktas is a regular matnas bari. And for that reason, by matnas shchemira b'miktas, the halacha is that a matnas shchemira b'miktas is boy kinyan, and so too the halacha is by matnas shchemira b'miktas im amad einoi chazer, since what is taking place is a regular matnas bari. But as we mentioned before from the Rashbam on Amud Aleph, one sees that even if we are to say that a matnas shchemira b'miktas is boy kinyan, but still what is taking place is a matnas shchemira. And the halacha boy kinyan is just this, that we say that with a kinyan, then we will say devei shchemira k'ksuvin k'mesurin by a matnas shchemira b'miktas. One needs a kinyan to be mechazek the devei shchemira. And as you mentioned before in our Shir and Daf Kuf Mem Zayin, from the Rashbam before in Daf Kuf Mem Vav Mem Beis, one sees that by a matnas shchemira b'miktas we will say kirusha shaviyur rabbanon. And so too is meduyik in our Rashbam as well, that the Rashbam explains according to Rav, holds matnas shchemira b'miktas boi kinyan, the halach is a ma'amad in a chazer v'chol shekein de'im meis kona. And the Rashbam goes on to say, avo boi kinyan afiyu meis loi kona, v'kol shekein im amad chazer. From this, that the Rashbam explains, that Misa plays a role by matnas shchemira b'miktas. And therefore, the Rashbam says, v'kol shekein im meis. From there, one sees that even by matnas shchemira b'miktas, what is taking place is a matnas shchemira. And therefore, Misa plays a role, just like Misa plays a role by a matnas shchemira b'kula. But now one has to understand what is pshat in this, that the Rashbam says, that the reason why, according to Rava, the halach is a ma'amad in a chazer, is because kivan de kanu mineim amad in a chazer de'ika kinyan v'shir. Why is kinyan a reason for us to say a ma'amad in a chazer if what is taking place is a matnas shchemira? V'chari, even according to Rava, holds matnas shchemira b'miktas is boy kinyan, since what is taking place is a matnas shchemira, the only reason why we will say a ma'amad in a chazer is, as we mentioned before, since he was Mashiach, from this that he was Mashiach, one sees that he does not want to be able to be chazer. And for that reason, the halach is a ma'amad in a chazer. So to explain pshat in this, that the Rashbam says, that according to Rava, the halacha of an ma'amad in a chazer is dependent upon this, that he made a kinyan, v'chari, one has to say as follows, that halacha matnas shchemira b'kula, that we say a ma'amad chazer, is because the ma'isa kinyan is not yet complete. And for that reason, the halacha is im amad chazer. But that is only as far as a matnas shchemira b'kula d'loy boi kinyan. But as far as a matnas shchemira b'miktas d'loy kinyan, this that we say im amad in a chazer is because we have a ma'isa kinyan. And since we have a ma'isa kinyan, for that reason, the devei shchemira matnas shchemira b'miktas is complete. And since one has a complete ma'isa kinyan by matnas shchemira b'miktas with a kinyan, for that reason, the halacha is im amad in a chazer. And for that reason, the Rashbam explains that the halacha of im amad in a chazer is dependent upon this, that they made a kinyan. That is a chayah pshat in the shita of the Rashbam. Our Gemara goes on to ask the following kasha: Eis ve'Rava Rav Nachman Shir Karka Koshu Matanose Kayemes. My Rav do I kano mine? Our Gemara answers the kasha by saying, "Why do kano mine? Ihachi emesefu Shir Karka Koshu E Matanose Kayemes. Ve'id kano mine? Am I ein Matanose Kayemes? Amrei hachi amr shmo shchemi ashekasa kol nechasa v'achirim. Af al pisha kanu miyadei amad chizeh biyaduah shoyhoye mitzaveh ela machmas misa. In other words, our Gemara asks that if we are to explain the seif of our Mishnah, that the seif of our Mishnah is referring to a case that there was a kinyan, for that reason the halacha should be amad einei chizer. Our Gemara answers by saying that since he was kasav kol nechasa biyaduah shoyhoye mitzaveh ela machmas misa. Now, to explain Pshat and the Shakra Vatari of our Gemara, that in the Havmin of our Gemara understands that by Manash Chimra Bekuaf they made a Kenyan that Locha Shabim Omari Nechazer, and our Gemara, the Maskon is Machadish at Halachiz Mamachazer. Since we say Biadua Shoyhoye Mitzave Ela Machmas Misa, well, here one can explain the Shakra Vatari of our Gemara with one of two Malachim. Either one can explain Pshat and the Shakra Vatari of our Gemara. The Gemara understands that by Manash Chimra Bekua, the Halacha of Omar Chizer is dependent upon this, that the Matana is first Chala Achar Misa. And since the Matana is first Chala Achar Misa, for that reason, the Halacha is Omar Chizer. But that is only by Manash Chimra Bekua without a Kenyan. But if one has a Manash Chimra Bekua with a Kenyan, the Halacha should be Omar Einei Chizer, since then what is taking place is a regular matnas bori, which is chalmei chayim, and for that reason we should say matanase kayemes and amad einei chayzer. Our Gemara is deicha by saying that since he was nasan kol nechase, for that reason biyadua shoyhoyim mitzave ela machmas misa, and therefore we have an umdina that he only wanted to give away kol nechasev only al atzad sheyamos, and for that reason the halach is ein matanase kayemes, since we have an umdina. That is one mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the Shakra Vataya of our Gemara. According to this mahalach, it will come out, like we mentioned before in our Shir and Afkof Manvav, that there are two reasons for us to say im amar chizer. By regular manash chimura, this that we say im amar chizer is because the matana is first chala achar misa. By manash chimura bekul with the kinyan, on the other hand, this that we say im amar chizer is not because the matana is first chala achar misa, but rather it is because we have an umdina biyadua shoyhoye mitzave ela machmas misa. That is one mahalach with which one can explain pshat in our Gemara. Another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in our Gemara is by saying that the Shakra Vataya of our Gemara is as follows. This our Gemara understands in the Havamina, that by manash chimra bekua with a kinyan that halacha should be ma'amad einei chizer, is because even though what is taking place is a regular manash chimra, but still that halacha should be ma'amad einei chizer, since with a kinyan one has a complete ma'isa kinyan mechayim, and since one has a complete ma'isa kinyan mechayim, just like we say by manash chimra b'miksas with a kinyan, that halacha is ma'amad einei chizer, so too that halacha should be ma'amad einei chizer by manash chimra bekua. Our Gemara answers the kasha by saying that even by a manash chimra bekua with a kinyan, but still the halach is amar chizer, since we do a shoyhoye mitzave ela machmas misa, and therefore one has an umdina, and based on the umdina, for that reason the halach is amar chizer, even though there is a kinyan, and for that reason we should say that one has a complete ma'isa kinyan mechayim. In Tosfos and Gittin, on the fine base and a base, we find that Tosfos explains that the halacha of Omar Chizer is only dependent upon this, that the matana is first chal achar misa. And Tosfos understands this, our Gemara says before in Avkof Mem Vav Mem Beis, that the halacha of Ein Matanotei Kayemes is based on Umdina, is because based on Umdina, for that reason we say that the matana is first chal achar misa. This, that Tosfos understands, that the Umdina can only accomplish this, that the matana is first chal achar misa, but the umdina cannot accomplish this, that the matana was given al das misa, and for that reason we will say im amar chizer, since the entire matana was only given al das misa, is zochayah, because Tosfos understands that an umdina is not enough to create a tanai. An umdina is only enough to push off the chalais, and therefore by manash chimra bekua, the umdina is enough to push off the chalais till achar misa, but there is no tanai which takes place based on the umdina. According to this, one has to understand what is pshat in this. Our Gemara says that even if one made a kinyan, but still we say biyadua shoyhoye mitzave ela machmas misa, and for that reason the halach is ein matanase kayemes and im amar chayzer. So according to Tesis, one has to explain this, our Gemara says, V'yadua sh'olhoye mitzave o'amach mas misan, for that reason the Allah is a mama chaser, is because even though one made a kinyan, but since V'yadua sh'olhoye mitzave o'amach mas misan, there is an umdana that he wants the kinyan to be chalach or misa. And for that reason, what is taking place is a regular matnash chimera. And since what is taking place is a regular matnash chimera, for that reason the Allah is a mama chaser, since the entire matan is first chalach or misa. That is a chira, how Tesis explains pshat in our Gemara. So again, lule divrei Tesis and Gittin, one can explain pshat in this our Gemara, says a maskana, that even with a kinyan, the halach is a mamal chazer. Since we do a shoyhoye mitzave ala machmas misa, our Gemara means to say that even though we made a kinyan, but since there is an umdana, for that reason, the kinyan was only a akna al tnai, and the kinyan was only a akna al dash ayamos. On the other hand, according to Tesis and Gittin, our Gemara means to say that since piyadua shoyhoye mitzave ela machmas misa, for that reason, the matnash chimer is being chala achar misa, and for that reason, the halach is ein matanase kayemes, since one has a regular chalois matnash chimer which is chala achar misa. Well, here there is a tremendous nafkamina between these two tzadim, as we mentioned before in the beginning of our shir. As far as halacha of Shmuel, of kol shiwa amad chayzer, chayzer b'matanasei. Will we say chayzer b'matanasei in a case of one made a kinyan or not? If we are to understand that the entire halacha of amad chayzer with a kinyan is because there is an umdana, and we say that the whole akna was al dash hayamos, and therefore the akna was akna al tnai, that he will be made for that reason, will chayro come out that halacha will be Einoi chayzer b'matanasei. On the other hand, if we are to say that since v'yadua sh'olhoye mitzave ela machmas misa, and for that reason what is taking place is the regular matnash chimera, which is first chalach hamisa, so too we will say chayzer b'matanasei based on the rule of Shmuel of kol shiwa amar chayzer chayzer b'matanasei. Our Gemara goes on to ask the following kasha: Eisir Meshar Shir Rava Ma'isa Beiman Shabani Reicha Shaisachil Ava Amratinasin Kvinasi Laviti, Vehu B'Shnei Masar Mana Umeisa VeKaimu Chachamim Es Tvaria. So from there, our Gemara wants to prove that Matnash Chimera B'Mikzas is Loi Boi Kinyan, and for that reason we say Kaimu Chachamim Es Tvaria. The Gemara is Deicha by saying Hasam B'Mitzave Machmas Misa. And so too our Gemara goes on to answer another kasha as well. Eisver Avinu Arava Oimer Tnu Getz Ela Ishtiu Ushtar Shechers Ela Avdi Omeis Yitnu Lachar Misa Tnu Mana Leplenu Omeis Yitnu Lachar Misa. The Gemara answers by saying Hasam Nami B'Mitzave Machmas Misa. Our Gemara goes on to say Avhuna Berida Vishomer Mitzave Machmas Misa Ba'ama Boye Kinyin V'Ritanya Hani Masnaisa B'Mechale Kol Nechosav Dahi Manash Chimira Shavua. Our Gemara goes on to say, V'hochaz Manash Chimira B'Miktas Boi Kinyin V'Av Hagav Demeis Mitzav Machmas Misa Loi Boi Kinyin V'Hu Demeis Omar Chizer V'Av Hagav Dekonu Mine. From our Gemara one sees that there is a tremendous machlokes as far as Mitzav Machmas Misa. According to Rava, even if we are to say the matnash chimera b'miktas is boi kinyan, but still mitzave machmas misa is loy boi kinyan. On the other hand, according to Avhuna Berid of Yeshua, a mitzave machmas misa is boi kinyan. Our Gemara ends off with that v'hilch is a mitzave machmas misa is loy boi kinyan v'hu demeis. Now, l'chira, one has to understand, according to the tzad of our Gemara, the mitzave machmas misa is loy boi kinyan. How are we to understand this Mitzava Machmas Misa is Loi Boi Kinyan? Do we explain? This Mitzava Machmas Misa is Loi Boi Kinyan is because what is taking place is a regular Manash Chimera. And even though Manash Chimera B'Miktas is Boi Kinyan, but that is only because by Manash Chimera B'Miktas we say he's not giving the Matana Machmas Misa. On the other hand, if he says Mefurish, that he is giving a Machmas Misa, then for that reason, even if he is only giving Miksas Nechasav, but still what is taking place is a regular Matnash Chimera, or are we to understand that Mitzave Machmas Misa is not included in the Halacha of Matnash Chimera, but rather it is a new din? And for that reason, even though by Manashchim Rabbi Mikta Salach is Boy Kenyan Betzto, by Metzabe Machmas Misa Dalach is Loi Boy Kenyan. Now, if we are to understand that a Manashchim Rabbi Mikta is considered like a regular Matnas Bori, and we say that the Matana is not being given Machmas Misa, and for that reason Dalach is Boy Kenyan, then one can explain that Metzabe Machmas Misa is a regular Matnashchim Rabbi. And even though he only gave away Miktas Nechasav, but since he said Mefurish that he is giving away Miktas Nechasav because of Misa, for that reason a regular Manash Chimera is taking place. But if we are to understand, like we mentioned before, Beshitas HaRashbam, that by Manash Chimera Bemiktas, what is taking place is a Manash Chimera, and still the Aloch is Boy Kinyan, then from there one sees that if Mitzav Machmas Misa is Loi Boy Kinyan, this a mitzvah machmas misa is loy boy kinyan is because there's a new parish of mitzvah machmas misa, and there are two separate halachas. There is a halach of matnash chemira, and then there is a separate halach of mitzvah machmas misa. And so too is mashmos of the Rambam in Parches Meuches Chio Matona Halach Yedzayin and Halacha Chav Gimel. So again, according to the Rashbam, and so too is Mashmo, so the Rambam Ocheria comes out, that there is a halacha of Manash Chemira, and then there is a separate halacha of Mitzavem Machmas Misa. On the other hand, from the Ravid, in Perches Halachi Yedzayin, it is Mashma, that every Mitzavem Machmas Misa is a regular Matnash Chemira.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.